spices in my lap and you're trying to kill me.
Well?
I'm ready.
That's how the cookie crumbles?
There's a lot of crumbles in there.
Let's do internet things.
Yeah, let's do some internet things.
You ready? Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
Diana currently calls Waterloo, Ontario home, and I call Winnipeg, Manitoba home. It's a weekend. It's a Sunday. We're recording. Feels less weird than last
recording at
week.
Our usual time.
I know.
In the usual place.
Your habits. So comfortable. Feels so good. Feels so good. All right. Well, Diana lets everyone know what we're going to cover this week. I am going to drink some more tea. That's what I'm going to do.
We've got What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings, and Wool Gathering. Still somehow want to say Yarn on the Go, even though we haven't really had that segment in like 3 years.
Well, it's because we used to do Yarn on the Go all the time, but now both of us are more cautious with our goings. And for a chunk of almost 2 years, we weren't going anywhere.
No, but the muscle memory to say Yarn on the Go is still there.
Also, you
wouldn't... In case anybody has joined us in the last 3 years, Yarn on the Go was the segment where we talked about places we went with our knitting.
Which was mostly me, because you would take your knitting places and then you'd just talk about what you were doing because you didn't actually knit.
Well, yeah, and? What's your point?
In my Nightmare Before Christmas mug, which is actually now in season. It's almost September. And quite frankly, the moment Michaels has Halloween stuff up, as far as I'm concerned, Halloween season has started. So it's been Halloween since like mid-July. What?
Sure.
My favorite time of year. I am drinking some, for me, terribly, terrifically, tragically... Guys, I'm having some orange peacock tetley tea. I grew up drinking orange peacock tetley tea, so it hits like all the nostalgia buttons. I'm like having tea with my grandma. Now I have way less sugar and milk in my tea now than I did when I was, you know, single digits age.
Well, yeah. Pretty sure single digits don't actually like tea. They like the milk and the sugar.
It was all about the milk and the sugar when I was younger. So I'm enjoying a cup of tea. A cup of tea.
Nice.
I've been doing the seasonal clean stuff. Ugh. I'm going to be so excited when the windows are washed and the blinds are washed and the walls are done and everything's in a deep dusting. It will feel so good. But right now,
I should probably do that.
I've only washed the windows. So like, there's still so much left to do. I'm like,
ugh. One thing a day.
One
It'll take a month and a half, but one thing a day.
That's why I'm starting now.
In our Northern Knits podcast banner mug.
Ooh, lovely.
Pause while we update the store. But eventually this will be available again in our merch store.
Guys, we're tidying it up and getting it ready for the Christmas season is what we're doing. So
yeah,
it's going to take a minute. It'll be some new stuff in there. So,
But I have a turmeric latte in there. Which is turmeric and other spices.
In a latte.
As a pre-mix in hot water is what this is. It's like an instant latte mix.
Okay.
It's all right. I added a bit of maple syrup and milk.
Okay.
And I think that improves it.
Yeah, the instant
Fancy
mixes
that, the,
need something.
Yeah, they really do.
Which is fun. Not the end of the world. I almost had a cool thread. It's still a touch too warm. Still a touch too warm.
So close. You're so close.
Guys, I'm itching. I'm itching to wear my fingering weight wool things so bad, but I need the temperatures to get below 20 for daytime highs, and we're not there yet. We're still mid-20s.
No.
We're still mid-20s. But in the evening, I could totally wear my fingering mitts with knits because it gets down to like 15, 14. I could sit
nice.
In my living room in a knit and chill. Oh, so good. Summer's almost dead. Yes.
I
It's almost dead. Ooh.
suffered through wearing my Stego sweater one more time while it's still way too hot.
Yeah, but the
But it would
photos.
the Royal Ontario Museum was having a dino night, which is like the after dark, adults only. There's alcohol served and you can go do museum things as an adult.
Yep.
Which is great. It was so much busier than I expected. I did not realize there were that many museum nerds. I mean, it's Toronto, so I guess that there would be enough museum nerds, but I was absolutely delighted, A, by how much people like dressed up, like they dressed up for this.
Good.
It wasn't just like nerds in their nerdy t-shirts. They like people were dressed up. And the number of obviously delightful nerdy dates that were happening was just so cute. The number of nerdy couples on a date was just, it made me happy. Anyway, I suffered through wearing my Stegosaurus sweater one more time. It was way too warm in there.
You
They have.
realize you were out on a nerdy date?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Okay, just checking.
But, I'm used to being the weirdo that does museum dates, and I was not the weirdo. It was the norm. I got to feel normal. It was nice.
Not during a special event like that.
Yeah. I just
Jealous. I would have loved to have gone. That would have been so much
hadn't
fun.
been to one that size before. It was delightful.
Ugh, would
Would
have been so much fun.
100% recommend.
So much fun. I
And I met
don't.
somebody that also had the Stegosaurus purse.
Oh, good.
So I had a purse buddy, and I got lots of compliments on the sweater.
Good.
And then I got to make people's jaws hit the floor when I told them I made it myself, which was also really fun.
Perfect. The world needs more knitters.
Absolutely.
Well, the world needs more crafters. I think we can be more generalized with that. Could more of us craft it?
Yes.
That would be good. That would be good. I may have been Googling how to make your own broom this week. And I
I
could
still think that
source.
sounds weird.
It does sound weird. It is weird. I'm excited to try. I've never done it before, so it'll be something new, right? And I could source all the things separately and make it cheaper. And I'm going to buy a fancy kit. I'm buying a fancy kit. I'm going to save and buy a fancy kit because this is a treat for myself. That is what I'm going to do. I have spoken.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Just imagine some medieval peasant, like you're trying to explain the concept of fancy broom making kit, and they're just looking at you like,
It's like
stick? Other sticks together.
everybody and their dog probably knew how to make brooms. I'm like, it's a fun experiment. Oh God. Lost knowledge, people. Lost knowledge. Okay.
I know. I don't actually know how to make a broom, and it's probably a lot harder than I think it is. So,
Feel like I should do a video of it just so that you can watch me attempt
yes.
this.
Oh my gosh. You can totally live stream your broom making experiments,
My broom
and I
making
will watch.
experiments? I'm sure you will if I remind you.
Yes.
Right. Keep that in mind. Shall we start in on what we've been working on this week?
Yeah, I suppose technically I have five things, but I gave two of them away, so I made
Did
some more
you get
dinosaurs this
photos?
week.
Did you get
No,
photos? Of course you
of
didn't.
course not. Didn't get photos. I made two more Triceratops. I didn't set up the sign today. Oh well, we're going to be signless today. But
Okay.
I made two more of these little Triceratops, but with proper safety eyes and a slightly lighter blue, for the friends that we met up with to go to the dinosaur thing. But of course, I didn't get pictures. But I made two more little Triceratops this week.
Well, ma'am, you just make another triceratop to bring with you when you come to visit me.
Yes.
There you go. I only have four things that I can talk about because one of the objects I worked on during the whip spritz was a secret project, so you can't know the results of that yet.
Same. Yes, besides the Triceratops that I don't have to show, I also have four things I can talk about.
All right. Well, I'll get started. While we're recording today, I am working on my nightshade. I want to say nightshade society sweater because that's what this yarn was for. It didn't work out. I'm working on my second Wood Woes sweater. Same designer, guys. I love her sweaters. I love her sweaters. They're
It's
so
Dragon Horde, right?
Dragonhorde. Yeah, it's Tristan of Dragonhorde Yarns. She's got the cutest designs. Can
I
I
do
do
like her sweaters.
all of her stuff? No, we don't share the same body type, so not all of her designs are going to look as good on me as they do on her, which is fine. Not all the things I wear would look good on her, but they look good on me. That is the nature of body types. Nothing
Indeed.
wrong with it. So I'm continuing my first set of raglan increases on this Wood Woes sweater as we record today. Nothing fancy, guys. I am making it out of the Borg Suck Club colorway from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. Because you're a longtime listener, you know we love Erin. See if I can
Oh,
get
yeah.
this to show up. So there we go. There's enough of it in it now. You can see why I was losing the pattern in the nightshade.
Oh, yeah.
It's too dark in person for me to be able to pick up the details. Like, I can feel the ribbing, I can't see the ribbing. So I am very happy that I decided to shift to a different sweater for this yarn because it's working a lot better and I'm much happier. So am I excited that I had to rip? No, I'm not. Ripping is not enjoyable.
No one enjoys that part.
But cathartic, yes, it was.
Carry on.
I'm done. You're up.
Oh, I'm up. Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk about a quick refinish then. Oops, I neglected to weave in this end. I'm gonna do that really quick. We all remember the Red Wing Blackbird socks that
We
went on
do.
for way too many months. And then one of them had a solid cuff and one of them had a stripy cuff. And Mr. Diana very nicely asked if I could make them so that the cuffs were the same. So I've made them so the cuffs are the same now. I
Good.
re-knit the cuff on one of them yesterday. So they're the same now. I just have to weave in this end. And then that's done. They're done again. Again. We love when things are done again. So that's a vanilla sock pattern. I don't remember which heel. I think this is the even heel from Nikki Knits. And the yarn is, of course, Fireweed Fiber Co. in the Red Wing Blackbird colorway sock set. All right. We're never going to hear about those again, hopefully, maybe, probably, until I have to repair them
Like you put all
because
those
they get worn
caveats
a
in there.
lot.
Just
I
means
mean,
it needs more socks.
maybe I'll quietly repair them
Okay.
and just not mention them because I'm sure nobody ever wants to hear about these again.
Just means he needs more socks.
Well, yes, that too.
That too? Okay. Oh, I suppose I should put down what I'm working on. But
It
it's a
does make it easier to hold up the thing.
sweater, guys. I'm working on a new sweater. Watch, I'll lose steam and then it won't get done for like a year and a half.
Right.
Jeebers. During the whip sprints. And over the course of this week, I put some work in on my
Crochet the hair
Point
into this.
Edwards mitts. So here's my ball of yarn.
Ball of
Schnickerdoodles.
yarn.
I even saw the flippin' dyer on Friday. Erin came for tea. Do I remember when she told me the name of this colorway was? No, I don't. It isn't what I think it is. Crapzilla's. Okay. I
Sorry, I can't
literally
help you.
asked her on Friday when I showed her the mitt. Literally asked her. Oh my god. When I go looking for my DPN later, it's tucked into my ponytail. I am done the body. Look, it's a whole mitten.
Wow. That
That's
looks
a
cozy.
lot of ribbing, folks.
Yes, it is.
Folks, it's a lot of ribbing. Now, I made this mitten to pattern size. Did I worry too terribly much that I made it to pattern size? Lord, no. Lord, no. Why not? Because I knew that the cuff at the top was folded, which meant I gotta stick my thumb through DPNs. put it on my fist.
Always a challenge.
Always a challenge. Which meant it didn't matter that the body of the hand was going to be a bit short for my hand. I had more than enough ribbing.
That's true.
Because this is the ribbing starts here, which is barely, barely at the end of the palm of my hand. I really needed like two more rows. But that's okay. It's done. So it fits. We're snug, which is how I prefer my fingerless mittens. I like them nice and snuggy, snuggy, snuggy. And when you fold it, you get this wonderful double thick cuff on the edge,
Ah,
which is what I
that does look
wanted.
really
It
cozy.
does the same for the thumb, which you can see sticking through these double point needles right now, which is awkwardly tight.
Yeah.
It has the added design feature that I picked up the stitches and everything with the mitt facing the right side out, you may notice. So that first round in the pattern, everyone asks you to knit, I have a purl bump.
Whatever.
I knit inside out and backwards. But that's fine. For ribbing, it doesn't matter. Ribbing is the same on the inside as it is on the outside.
It is.
So I don't care. It just means I have to remember when I do the second mitten to do the same thing. So at least the mittens match. However, I made good progress. I mean, it's a mitten, it's not that big, right? And like obviously it'll relax once I've washed and blocked it, right? But like just look at that Tweety DK.
That's lovely.
And it feels
I need
so
to make something with the tweed that I have.
freaking nice. It feels so freaking nice on my skin. I'm so excited. So I don't know, but I gotta argue with the DPNs and get the thumb finished, which will slow me down because I don't enjoy knitting on DPNs. I have DPNs. I will use DPNs when it's necessary, but I'm not a
And but it can't
fan.
be that many rows.
No, it's like 16 stitches around a thumb. It's not going to take me that long to knit ribbing up the length of a thumb.
No.
Same rule as the thumb as it is for the hand, like you do it to the top of your fingertips, so you do it to the top of your thumb. So like it won't take that long. It'll just feel like it's taking forever because I find DPNs extraordinarily fiddly and completely unnecessary. However, I do not have a long enough cord on a 3.75 millimeter to do magic loop. So I've started a list of Christmas gifts, things that Santa or the family could gift me this year. And on it, I
Smart.
put a 40-inch long 3.75 millimeter cord.
Ooh. I
So
feel
that
like 40 inches would be overkill for this.
overkill for the thumb, but if I ever do anything else, like if I ever knit in lace weight, which I also can't see, I would be like down at that needle size.
That's true.
So I might as well have the longer cord because, oh no, if you've got extra cord for magic loop, it's way better than not having enough.
Yeah.
So, right. So that's how that goes. But I mean, I also put on like some more 4 millimeter needles because I always need 4 millimeter needles. They're my most used needle size. And I like the 14-inch smaller ones for arms. So I put on a set of those as well onto the Christmas list.
Good call.
Structure is important, or you don't know what you're going to get, and that's always interesting. We're going to go with interesting.
That for later. I will talk about this pattern that I've been working on.
Hey.
So this whole amigurumi thing and designing my own amigurumi patterns.
I'm with you.
This idea floated into my head of you know those the resin health potion bottles. If you want to be really fancy at your D&D table, you can have like a glass bottle with like the red resin to represent the potion and the dice inside. So when you're rolling your health potion in D&D, you just pop the cork and dump the dice out.
Yeah, Critical Role's done it for a while.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't need to take up resin, but what if? What if I were to crochet? So this is the first prototype.
Dice come out.
And
Good,
dice come out.
good. This is all good.
And yeah, so I'm now on my third iteration of this thing. So this was the first prototype and it worked pretty well. The second prototype, I tried something and it didn't work.
No, that doesn't look
So
as good.
now I'm so and I did the first one in blue because I didn't have red at the time earlier in the week. And I'm like, okay, well, now I have to go get some red so that
Yes.
I can make a proper health potion. So I started this yesterday during whip sprints, and this is how far I got in 25 minutes while I was trying to chat and count, and I kept having to pull out my rows because I kept counting wrong.
Yes.
But
That's okay. You made
they
progress.
don't
That's the
take all
important
that
part.
long to make.
No.
Like, this is nearly halfway through the colored part of the sphere.
Oh, good.
Like, the whole thing, it's you make a colored sphere and then you pick up some stitches and do the neck. And then the last row around is some back post double crochet so that you can fold the neck down and get this nice lip on the potion bottle. And then I still have to make a cork for it. But we were talking about it yesterday and somebody was suggesting, because I forgot to buy brown, so I can't make a brown cork. And I don't want to go back to Michael's because I need like 10 grams of brown yarn. That
Yeah,
just
no.
bothers me. So instead, somebody suggested that I just use more white. It's a glass stopper, and then I can use a little bit of some kind of yellow to represent like beeswax. So it's a wax sealed glass stopper.
Oh, that would work.
And I like this idea. So this one is going to be a red health potion with a glass stopper and a wax seal. And then maybe this pattern idea will finally get out of my head.
Maybe.
And I will write it up and it'll be an official real pattern. Like that Sylveon pattern that I'm going to write up and it'll be an official real pattern totally eventually one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These are not
Yeah.
words that I have not heard before.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is my third potion bottle this week.
Okay.
Because this idea won't leave me alone.
You know,
You
sometimes that's
know?
how stuff happens.
And you have to make it as to get it
Get
out of
it
your
out of your
head.
head. Yeah. Oh, I've been there.
So
I've had wild cast-on-itis where I've just been like, if I don't start this, my brain will drive me up the wall.
sometimes you
Just
just have
do
to give in
it.
to the brain.
Just do
But
it.
it's a very
Move
straightforward
on.
pattern. Like it fits on one page,
Which is good.
minus my notes.
I like how you're giving it all away.
Yeah, well, I have this notion that I might make a video tutorial for it.
Oh, right. I forgot about this part.
So it'll be available for free anyway, and then I'll have like you can pay a few dollars for an ad-free PDF.
Yep, that's the best way to do it.
I figured. So that's the plan. I'm making potion bottles where you can actually pop the cork and ro roll dice, and I'm very excited about this. And then you can have mana potions or acid potions, or you could have pass out a mystery potion and just write out what the potion does on a piece of paper and stick that in instead of dice, so nobody knows what the potion does till they pop the cork and use it.
I may have been looking at buying a bag of T4 online and making some healing potion for me to have to hand out when I give healing potions out as a cleric.
So yeah, that's a thing that I'm working on.
Yeah, for myself. I love it. I am doing a rest row. I'm saying this out loud so I remember what I'm doing.
I think the neck of this thing will even fit enough dice for a greater healing potion too, if you wanted it to be a greater healing potion.
Totally doable. Listen, every once
Because
in
it
a while,
fits
people
two,
need
no
backups.
problem. It might fit four. It definitely won't fit anymore. You'll have to get bigger yarn and
Or make a bigger sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is some fortifying tea.
Fortifying tea. That sounds like a good idea. All right.
Levies. In our opening thumbnail, you may have noticed I was chewing on something. I wasn't chewing on it. This is the current ball of scrap leftover carrot cake cotton and the worsted I'm working on. I don't know the colorway name. I don't know the colorway names of like any of the carrot cakes I'm working in, and some of them had ball bands on them. I just don't remember what they are anymore. I made a square and a half yesterday during whip sprints, so I finished the second square. And I haven't done a lot of squares this week, which is fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six, seven, eight. I've made eight. I'm down to the last 24 squares. So, like, do two more squares today, then I just need a stack of 14, right? Like, so, like, I'm really close to being done the bulk of the square creation for the bed. For the bed. And over halfway for the pillowcases, because I've got 20 each for the pillowcases already, too. And the pillowcases are only 25. So I'm definitely making some good progress. So I think this week, if the temperatures stay in those low 20s, I'm going to start to put the blanket together again. I've been waiting for the temperature to drop to do more assembly because it's been too hot otherwise.
Yeah,
So
no
I'm
kidding.
hoping to get some assembly done this week because I would very much like to be at the point where I'm out of all of my white yarn so that I can go buy more white yarn for Michaels. Because there's no point in going because I can't estimate if I just need one more big ball or two more big balls till I'm done all of my cotton white yarn scraps that I have now
All right.
to see how much blanket I've already made. So we're in that stage. So hopefully, with any luck, I know there's secret crafting this coming week and stuff going on, but I'm hoping to make some more serious progress on the blanket if I can. Because it's fun. Because it is fun. I'm using a 5 millimeter crochet hook, nothing fancy. I alternate between my two-piece hooking hook and my blue rubber hook, depending on where I'm crocheting the squares, because Phaedra chews on rubber, and I'd rather she chew on this rubber one, not my fancy two-piece hooking rubber. So
Yep.
this one lives in the tea serving tray on the kitchen. Out in the living room on the coffee table. So, but my 2P hooking one lives here. So when I'm crocheting squares, I'm at the computer.
Oof.
It's
Oh no,
safer.
I'm stuck.
It's safer.
Yes, I've been using mine for the amigurumi as well.
Oh yeah, because it's so comfortable. Ergonomic hooks, man. All
It
the way.
is.
All the
It's
way.
great. Well, hey,
All the
my
way.
nails kind of match this one. That's
Yeah, look at
nice.
that. So
That's
I'm looking
unintentional.
forward to getting some more ergonomic hooks if I can.
Definitely. I also would like some more.
So we'll have to take a look and see what they've got for styles and stuff. I think. Because I like
I have a
those
five
little
and a three and a
things.
half, and I could really use like a four and
That's what I was thinking. I'm
maybe a
doing a lot of
six.
DK. So I'm like, I've got a five and I got a six. I think I need a four. I think I need
I could
a
use a
four and
four.
a 3.5. So we might have to do an order from two-piece hooking, I think. Because
Unless by some
they've
magic
got
they're at the
so.
Fiber Festival.
If by some magic they're at the Fiber Festival, and honestly, guys, the Manitoba Fiber Festival, we could go look. The vendor list is up. We could go see if she's going to be there.
Have we looked? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But we could. Will we? Probably also not.
Probably also not.
Probably also not.
Oh
Do
yeah, I'm gonna
the
go to Manitoba in a couple weeks for the Manitoba Fiber
vibe.
Festival.
We're gonna do a girls' weekend.
Yeah.
She promises me she's all mine all weekend long.
I know, it's gonna be weird.
God, it means anime and weird tea and delivery orders of strange foods.
Sounds great.
And bagels and coffee and
And I get to antagonize your cat.
stuff. You get to antagonize the cat. Thank God. I need a break from my monster. I will happily take another human for her to pester.
Oh no, I'll pester her. I don't think you understand. I will pester
Good.
her to the point where she's coming to you going, Mom, she's annoying. Make
Good.
her go away.
No, I won't. Having a second person in the apartment is going to feel weird and also delightful. And I can get you to help me do things that I have problems with visually that slow me down.
I can definitely do that.
Like threading the sewing machine. I can just talk you
Yes.
through threading the sewing machine, and it'll take you maybe 2 minutes if it involves winding more bobbins, but it takes me an hour. Which irritates me that I'm so slow at it. There's nothing I can do about it. Oh, I should set up my Victorian lady and
What?
give you the chance to see if you would like sewing on the antique singer I have.
Oh,
I should set her up.
that would be fun.
I think I should set her up. Okay. I'm looking off screen because she's like right there. I might have to make sure her bobbins and stuff are threaded and that you have some scrap material and you can try treadle sewing.
It's gonna be bad.
It's always bad at first. Mine was horrific. My first few ones, I was like, wow, do I even know how to sew? The answer is
Well, I don't know how
no.
to sew, and I
You
only
might.
kind of know how to treadle,
That's
so.
treadling for the sewing machine is different from treadling for the spinning wheel. They are two different treadlings. Now
So
that I
I'm
have done
really
both.
starting from square zero. Not even square one, square zero.
Zero. Which is totally fine. She doesn't backstitch. She just sews in a straight line. That's all she does.
You know,
You don't
do one
change
thing and do
things.
it well.
She does one thing and that's what she does well. So be delightful. All right. What's left? Are you up? I have one project left. How are you doing?
I have two left, so I think it's my
Sweet.
turn.
Your turn. Oh, good. It means tea and more knitting.
I started another tiny crochet circle. This one's going to be a baby hat, because a friend is having a little baby very soon and requested one of those dinosaur hats. It's just a super basic hat with like spikes, and then it like goes down into the tail with the spikes, so you can plop it on the newborn's head and take the little adorable baby pictures.
Yes, that's about the length of time it stays on the newborn's head.
Unless they're asleep.
Well, yes, but when they're asleep, you can do all sorts of mean things to them to make fun of them when they're adults later.
Perfect. Anyway, so I'm making a very bright green hat. I was given free rein to do colors. I
Oh,
just
good.
request was requested bright. So the brightest colors that they had that I liked were this bright green, which is apparently jasmine green. This is Loops and Threads Impeccable.
Is so not a jasmine green. It's
No,
so
it's
bright.
like an acid green. Like I want to use this
So
to make like an acid potion bottle at some point.
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then
Ooh.
this purple is grape punch, and it's not showing up quite properly on camera just how glowing purple this is.
The grape punch is really intense in person. I have a ball of grape punch.
It's
It's
like it almost
purple.
glows ultraviolet in person. It's extraordinarily purple.
Purple.
Combined with this very, very green, it's going to be very, very bright, and I'm very excited for how this is coming together. I'm just freehanding this. I found a guideline for how big to make newborn hats, and I'm going to make it a little bit bigger, and I'm just going to freehand it because I think I've been doing this for long enough that I can figure out how to make a hat with some spikes.
Hope so. I mean, if not, it'll be gloriously amusing content nonetheless, so I say do it.
That's true. Either
I
way,
say
it'll be good
do
content.
it.
So I also started that during whip sprints yesterday and did not
Ooh.
get very far because I was trying to count and talk at the same time, and it was going poorly.
It really
So
was. It was so good to watch, though.
just put that to the side. I am reasonably fast at crochet, but not when I have to talk.
Because it changes the pace of everything that you're doing. It didn't help any that I was counting at the same time, so my brain was trying to keep your numbers separate from
Oh yeah, and then chat's helping. You
it
know, it's a
was
good time.
interesting. It was interesting. I'm going to go with the words interesting. All right. Cool. That leaves I'm down to my last project.
All right.
Woohoo.
Go for
But
it.
I'm knitting. I want to work on my sweater.
I know, I'm like, I'm crocheting this thing and I want to do it and not
Last
make
episode.
words.
In my Erin Laid bag. Erin Laid bag. I have some two-at-a-time toe-up socks going on. Didn't do a lot of work. I did a little bit of knitting while I edited this week. I did a little bit of knitting while we did the whip sprints. Nothing super fancy. Did I put a progress keeper in here? I think I did. Oh, I did! I put it on this one. And by a little bit, I mean a little bit.
Ooh,
Now, admittedly,
little
that's
bit.
across two socks. So,
Okay, so that's, I mean, that's not bad.
it's not bad. Am I going to take my time? Yes. Am I overly worried about it? No. Guys, these are 2-at-a-time socks. When I'm done the pair of socks. I never feel bad that I don't make a lot of overall visual progress because it's 2 at a time. Both of these socks are happening at the same time. So this is the, is there coffee in that? There's coffee in that nebula colorway, which is again another Star Trek Sock Club colorway from last year from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. And I have it on a long 2.25 millimeter Chow Goo needle. Got some footsies going on here. I got a while before my feet are done on these socks, but that's okay. These are gonna be shorties. Why? Because I have exactly 3 pairs of knit shorties, which isn't even remotely sufficient. And I'm not gonna stop making shorties till I have 2 weeks worth of knit shorty socks. Because I
Yeah,
love a
wow.
shorty. I love a short sock.
I really thought you had more shorty socks than that,
I've had a ton of
given your love of
commercial.
them.
I've had a ton of commercial I've been wearing out, but now I'm down to the dredges of the commercial shorties. So like now it has to be make shorty socks to replace the commercial ones that are dying because there is no space in my sock drawer to add socks if socks aren't coming out. So as a sock comes out, a new sock can go in. And I may have bought a commercial sock at Icon this year because it had a wonderful fairy mushroom pattern on it, and I liked it, so I
All right.
did. Do you have a thing, or are we done? Did
I
we get
have
to our
one
stuff?
more
You got one
thing.
more thing? Okay.
I got one more thing, and I just got to finish the stitch, and then I can talk about the thing.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right.
I have been continuing to work on my caged halter top,
Hey, look at
which
that.
I have now finished. We had some issues yesterday with some running out of some colors, so I've had to get a little
I
interesting with the colors.
like it.
Because the colors that are in the cup extend for a couple of rows, and then I managed to get like one row, like this one little window row of a lighter color. And then I'm like, wait, no, I wanted to save that to be the contrast color up the neck and the chest, so maybe I shouldn't use that. So then I had to pull back, like I'd done half of the next row, so I had to pull that back so that I could reclaim that. And then I had to find some different colors. Anyway, it's been a whole color thing, which has been delaying progress on this bottom part.
It's a tail and a half. Whew.
So now I've settled on these two colors.
Okay.
One is a self-striping sock yarn, and one is a solid blue that's pretty close to the blue that I've been using that I ran out of.
Okay.
And so those are going together now into the bottom of this thing. And I just have, I believe I have one more single crochet row, and then there's a row of like shell stitches at the bottom. I have to watch the video again and see what I'm supposed to be doing next.
I
But
have
I've
no
done the
idea.
double crochet parts.
Good.
And
You
it
still gotta make
should
your
not be
cage,
taking as long
right?
as it is. Yes, and then there's still a cage in between all the way up. But we got this
Nice.
part. Bless you.
I'm gonna do it again.
And the color change doesn't even look all that weird. It kind of looks like I did it on purpose, so it's fine.
It does look like you did it on purpose, which I really, really like. I also like that there's more than just two triangles, so it's much easier to visualize what it is that you're doing.
Yes, it is a halter top. I still need the top part of the halter top.
It looks good. I'm liking that design style.
Yeah. So this is a free YouTube tutorial made by Bjax, JAX. And if I actually just like sat down and focused on it, I could finish it in an evening. Because if you're really
That's
dedicated, you can finish one of these in like 6 hours.
well, yeah, because it's a halter top.
And then I obviously have not been extremely dedicated to this because potion bottles and dinosaur hats and socks and yeah.
I should really look at some of her designs and try some out at my size and see how they do.
She's got this dress that I really want to make next.
Okay.
And I really want to make it. I really want to make it like now.
Well, if you start now, when you lose steam, it's fine. You've got time to get it done before next summer. Does that make
Well, I have
sense?
so many things with deadlines that I need, like the dinosaur hat has a deadline. And there's some secret knitting that has to be done by next week. And then there's some other secret or knitting that needs to be done soon. And,
Guys, we're doing an
you know.
MCAL in January, so the design process is in full steam at this moment.
So, you know, things have deadlines, and I really can't be taking time out to be doing the other things that I want to do. Because things have deadlines.
They
And
do.
despite that, I'm still taking time out to do potion bottles because it won't leave me alone.
Hey, I've been there. Don't worry. I understand. I don't have time to cast on a new Halloween cowl. Guess who wants to just do nothing but cast on a new Halloween cowl?
I still want to cast on that amazing cowl, the roll and knit. Not a roll and write, but a roll and knit.
A roll of it. Yep.
Really want to do that. Maybe that'll be my fall cast on the fall equinox.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good way to sneak it in there. Maybe I should do the same with that cycling sweater.
That's the plan. And a cowl is like easy. Well, it's small.
The cycling sweater is not small or easy, but I want it. Yeah, that's what I should do.
Think.
Okay, decision made. All right, well, I'm out of projects and you're out of projects.
I'm out of
So
projects now.
I should go look up a word so you can do a Patreon ad.
All right, what's my word? What weird word do I need to work into this today?
Let me look. Let's see what the phone says.
Oh.
Oh, nose.
Having such a sleepy day, and I really need to like go outside and walk around to reset the circadian rhythm. So it's like, it got slightly dark outside and it's warm and you're knitting and it's sleep time. Like, no, it's the middle of the afternoon. It's not sleep time.
Oh, this one's easy. Luxury.
Luxury. Okay.
By the way, my phone's out of a case because it went for a dip in the tub this morning and the tub had water
Oh,
in
no.
it. There was some stress this morning when I was dismantling things and draining things. The
Is it
phone's fine.
okay?
The phone's fine. I
Okay.
got it out in time, but I've taken it out of the case so that the case can fully dry and the phone can fully dry. And I propped it up so, like, if by some weird chance in that split second between, oh my God, it's in the water, and it was out of the water. Thank God, water is clear. My phone's dark. That was easy for me to spot. It water would drain out, but like I also like I keep some stale rice because rice will go stale in a Ziploc bag, and the bag is labeled "in case of phone in water emergency," and it sits with my emergency kit stuff, so I know where it is. So if I had to, I could have put it in the bag of rice because the rice will pull water out. So, like, I have backups, but I didn't need to use it. I didn't even get the, hey, we might have water in here warning.
Phones give a water warning?
They will, yes. This is not the first phone I've accidentally dropped in water. It will not be the last phone I accidentally drop in water.
Have not dropped a phone in water,
Don't do it.
honestly.
Stressful. You feel like you're aging
Yeah.
right before your very eyes. Ugh.
But I feel like I've got my fancy phone. I really don't want to drop that in the water. I
Took
like my fancy
years off
phone.
my life.
A fancy phone. I like my fancy phone.
I love your fancy phone. I like my fancy phone. I like my phone just fine. So,
So great for re reading knitting charts, which is why I wanted it. Just
God, I know. Like
such
the
a
more I
silly
think
reason
about
to
it,
want an expensive phone.
I'm happy with the Google Pixel, and I'm learning it. That's fine, but I think I may honestly save up so I can get a fold phone next time.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but you know me. It takes me 2 years to. I have been debating on what new tablet to buy to replace my current tablet for 3 years, because I can't make up my mind.
Well, now you've got a whole slew of new options.
I do, which is not going to help me any. Not going to help me. All right, you have your word. Shall we begin?
Luxury.
Yes.
Yes. If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night. Talking about luxurious yarns and theoretical knitting and sharing patterns and It's luxurious count. Luxury, luxurious.
Close. Close enough. I mean, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
We'll see what the we'll see what the internet says.
We talk about many things on the Discord server. It's a good time. At the higher tiers of support, we also do a monthly e-knit-in. We did ours for this month recently, so our next one is going to be in September as I scan through my show notes and try to remember what date that was.
Second last Saturday in September.
It's the second last Saturday. That's the 23rd of September. Saturday, the 23rd of September at noon Manitoba time. We hang out on Zoom for like 4 hours and
We
knit
did.
and chat and
It's good. I like being able to see everybody else's projects. Like, oh, I love a good whip parade from everybody else. I'm always so excited to see what they've been working on. Like, not just hear about it, but like see it, you know? Yeah, so good. So good. I love it so much. As always, we super understand that budgets are a real life thing, you guys. If you can't financially support, liking, subscribing, commenting here on YouTube as well as other social media platforms is a great way to interact with us. You can show us pictures of what you're working on. Equally as good. Equally as good. You can share cat reels with me. I love a good cat reel.
I also love a good cat reel. Dog reels also acceptable.
Did I send you the last one that I no, I think I sent it to the Google Foo Master. I don't know if I sent you the last cat reel I saw. I will check, and if I have not, I will send it to you because I send you ones I don't send other people because you know my sense of humor very well. Not everybody does. Not everybody does.
Not suitable for all audiences.
I am not suitable for all audiences, and I am aware of this. There's some things I only send my mother because even you won't get it, but my mom
Ooh,
will.
okay.
That's getting way out
Fair.
there.
Fair.
Hopefully you enjoy the bonus content that we put out. I know we just did a live whip sprint update for everybody on Monday. So that was weird because we usually do the whip updates as records. So that'll be our first for us in the future. We're doing it tomorrow, but you guys will have already seen it because it was posted on Monday.
Yeah,
So
it's weird to talk of past tense about a thing that hasn't happened yet.
everybody wonders why I have problems with tenses. And here you go. Future versus past. Befuddle the brain. Otherwise, the only big things we got coming up are next month. We start our fall equinox craft with us, which means the summer solstice craft with us is almost wrapped up. So hopefully you guys have got your projects all finished, which is good. I epically bombed mine. The pattern
I finished
wasn't going to
mine.
work with my visual requirements, so we have to try something else. It's fine. I don't mind. I won't know till I try. And I'm quite content to try to see if it works. So we have that coming up. What else we got coming up? Ooh, the craft off next weekend. We're live on Sunday. So this Friday and this
Right.
Saturday, you will see posted on Instagram and here on YouTube where the poll where you guys can vote on what secret project we'll be working on next month. And you can find out how well we did with our projects this month. I had the Mallow cardigan this month. What was your secret project this month?
My secret project this month was the contours mitts, fingerless mitts with
Oh,
cables all the way
right.
down.
Oh God, I hope you got those done. Okay. Which
We'll
case,
find out.
we'll find out. So I look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. Do you have anything else we need to cover? Did I forget anything? I don't have show notes. I just have my memory.
Oh, when are you next live with Louise?
That'll actually be not this coming Thursday, so like not tomorrow, but next Thursday. So it'll be the first Thursday of the month, which is, I don't know if Sunday's the third.
Seventh, I
Okay,
have written down.
seventh. The 7th of September. That'll be my next life. You'll be in town. You fly
Oh,
in on
weird.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be here.
Oh,
I
weird.
know. You can
Maybe you'll
watch
be alive
from
with me too.
the
Maybe
YouTube in the living room.
I'll just yell from the living room. I have comments.
She just pops in, she's like, okay, hang on, and then she leaves again. It'll be like, that was a random drive-by, Diana. All right, you guys. Until next week, I'm going to say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
No matter where your week takes you, don't forget to
Don't
knit.
forget to knit.